Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, you cheeky so-and-so. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, our first story comes from Stuck in Marriage 29, who says, I, 29 female, recently learned that my 34 male husband has another family. And of course, it does come with an update as well. My husband and I had a very fast courtship and engagement. We met and married within 11 months and have been married for 4 years in March. My husband has a job that requires him to travel a lot. Without giving too much information, he is a VP of sales for a company that produces something that's in every house and building in America. So he's constantly working and on the road 50% of the time. I entered our marriage knowing this and have never had an issue. I learned about 7 months after our wedding that he had actually been engaged to someone else. Let's call her Amanda. At the time we met, he claimed he was worried about hurting her as they had been together since high school. However, what hurt me the most is that he did not call off their engagement until he proposed to me. We worked through that issue thanks to therapy and we continue to still go to therapy. Early last week, I discovered I was pregnant with our third child. He was out of town, so I thought it would be fun to surprise him with the news at his hotel. So I planned on getting a cake with, "You're going to be a dad," again, delivered to his hotel. I called the hotel asking how I could go about this and was told they didn't have him staying at the hotel. I assumed I had messed up where he was staying, but I know his company would only put him in that hotel group. I have admittedly overlooked some red flags and realized something was going on. I know he's dumb enough to keep all his passwords the same, and I know our passwords for Netflix, etc., and logged into his Facebook and Instagram to snoop. While snooping, I found DMs with Amanda that were flirty and she had been tagging him in stories. I called him up and asked him if there was anything he wanted to tell me. He said absolutely not, and I said, "Are you sure? Because I know you're not staying at X hotel, because I was trying to surprise you with something." After now being together, I can pick up on some of his lying tells, and when he tried to tell me that he was somewhere else, I called him out on his tell, and he said he would be home that night and we could talk. I assumed he was coming home to tell me that he and Amanda were seeing each other, but instead, he told me he had been having an affair with a woman we will call Sarah, and Sarah and him have 2 kids together. He was with her and has not been going on as many work trips since COVID started. The kicker is, he started seeing Sarah while still engaged to Amanda, and his kids with her are 6 and 1 who will be 4 a week before our 4-year anniversary. He and Sarah both claim that they haven't had sexual relations since their youngest was conceived. He was seeing both Sarah, Amanda, and I at once in the beginning of our relationship. I asked him about his DMs with Amanda and he said they had reconnected at his 15-year school reunion, which I did not go to because I had just given birth 2 nights before, last year, and had been hanging out with old high school friends. I am absolutely devastated and confused. I gave birth to our son January of 2020, our second son of June 2021, and like I said, I'm currently pregnant with our third child. The betrayal goes further with the fact that his mother has been helping him side this secret from everyone. She has been the best grandmother to my boys and is very active in their life and helps me with cleaning our home and giving me time to do things away from the kids. She knew every time he was going to see Sarah and their kids and never once told me. I'm coming to the realization that everything in my world revolves around him. I can't even begin to talk to my friends about this because all my friends are his friends' wives. I feel like I am this big joke to his friends and family, and I'm not sure how to change that. I don't have a job because I quit to be able to travel with him when we got engaged. I feel like I'm stuck and I don't know how to get out. Has anyone left a marriage not knowing where to go or how to survive? And there's always a thought that pops into my head when I read stories like this, like the guy's got another family, he's been with two other people pretty much, three people at the same time. And I'm not trying to make light of the situation or anything like that, but I always think, who's got time for that? That mental sort of juggling going on. This guy's got two kids with OP, two kids with Amanda. And it's just like, how do you deal with that mentally? I mean, it's all totally messed up. And of course, OP should be getting herself out of that situation. Obviously, they're confused at the moment and don't know what to do, don't know where to go and questioning themselves on how they will survive out of it. But whenever we've seen stories like this in the past, and obviously it's not going to be for everyone, but when they say they step out of relationships like this, they sort of say, wow, it's really eye-opening and in some ways a huge relief. And obviously this is going to take a lot of time. OP had a family with this man. How painful is that to find out your partner, someone that you love, someone that you trusted, has got another family? Oh, dearie me. So a deleted user says, file for divorce and child support ASAP. I don't know if he's already paying other child support. First to file gets more money. Start looking for places, resources, etc. ASAP. Alimony won't last forever for a 4-year marriage. The man is a serial cheater and thinks it's fine just having multiple families and women in his life. If you aren't okay with that, you need out. Malifia says the depths of his lies are, I guess, shittily impressive would be the right phrasing. I hate to point out the blaring obviously, but you married a man that you later found out concealed an entire fiance from you. The fact that you stayed with him is amazing. The fact that said fiancé has since decided to flirt and reconnect with him is unbelievable. What does this guy have? A chocolate-covered dick gilded in gold and fairy tales? Oh, my word. At this juncture, your only sane option is divorce. You could, of course, choose to stay with his lying ass, realizing, of course, that he will continue to cheat and make babies, and his mother and friends will help him cover it all up. So you won't have to witness the cockroaches in the light of day if you don't want to, but keep in mind your children are learning from him. If you want a brood of lying cheaters with daddy issues, then this is the course to choose. As I see it, he travels too much to get custody and has too many children to juggle on his own. If his friends and family are tending his lies, then getting rid of all that extra toxicity will be a welcome breath of fresh air as well. A deleted user says, I'm sorry that you've been so deceived. You must be heartbroken. You need to cut this off, I think. He's too far gone to ever come back from that. This isn't one drunk slip-up. This is full-blown cheating. It's time to pack your bags. Go to your mother's if you can. Find a place to rent. Also, you have proof of his infidelity, no? I'd immediately speak with a lawyer and see what you can get from him. You deserve compensation after basing your life and family around a cheater. Best of luck. Julius Pizza says, see a family lawyer. Get your ducks in a row. You're married to a conscienceless weirdo from a family of them. Not divorcing would be idiotic at this stage unless you actively enjoy his infidelity and lying and making kids with other women, all three of which seem to be his main interest in life. Your lawyer should help you get financial support you are owed. Then you can get your life back together and get a job. Let the dishonest psycho fucker with three families pay for everything. Do not bend an inch for him. A judge will likely crucify him in court. Make sure you cut the sneaky grandmother out of your kids' lives, by the way. And one more from Excellent Cold who says, oh my, this is really fucked up. You need to divorce this man and take his ass to the cleaners for everything he's worth. Child support, alimony, everything. Do you have a good relationship with your family? Because this would be the time to go to them for help. Get full custody of those kids. That man is not capable of raising them. And hope to God your state doesn't have grandparents' rights, because I would never let that woman see your kids again. So before we do move on to the update, OP edited the post and replied to the comments, which I edited to add, thank you to everyone who's reached out. Even if some of your messages were a little odd. That's Reddit. I do get that marrying someone in 11 months is fast, but I know many people who have dated far less and been married for 30 plus years. It's not like I can go back and fix it now. I'll answer a few questions I saw because I have no real update. 1. I am married to him. I handled all of our wedding paperwork. 2. His high school reunion was at a bar slash restaurant downtown. We live in his hometown. He wanted to go and I am incredibly introverted. I like being alone and did not mind being alone with our newborn as our oldest was with his grandmother. I also want to make it clear, I didn't know about Amanda when we got married. I knew he had an ex-girlfriend from high school, but he told me he ended it. He lied to everyone about ending it with her. I found out about it 7 months into our marriage. At that time, I knew Amanda had some issues and he spun it as, I knew it was you, but I couldn't hurt her.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So then OP did come in with an update which says, I officially am a single woman as of today. I want to thank everyone who commented and those who reached out with their ideas and those who have been in the same situation I was in. I took photos of all the infidelity and lies. One of his friends got me a good divorce lawyer and my ex knew he was fucked from the start. So it was speedy and he gave me half of everything and is paying far more than I expected for child support and is granting me spousal support for a while. I reached out to a few of the wives when I found things out, and shockingly, his friend group picked me and not him. That was the most surprising thing out of this. These are friends he's had for 20 plus years. They opened up a lot of his behavior, and a few of the wives are actually getting ready to tell me about his flirty encounters with Amanda. But as a mum with two kids under two, they were concerned with my mental health and were going to tell me at the end of the month at a mum's getaway we were having. I didn't have a job when I left, but one of his friend's wives owns a marketing company, which is what my job was before we got married, and told me when I was ready, she'd have a job ready for me. I started that job back in April and have actually been enjoying it. I am still pregnant. That was a decision I made on my own. I love being a mum and my boys are my whole world. I was going back and forth on it, but I truly love our children. It was not an easy decision to come to, but I'll figure it out one day at a time. Like I have for the last 6 months. The good thing that came out of this is that it actually had me call my parents. My parents and I have never had the best relationship. I left home at 18 and moved halfway across the country. Where I live now is only a 4-hour drive from my parents and I've seen them once outside my wedding since I moved here. My mum dropped her whole life when I called her. She doesn't have the healthiest life when she's alone, so about 8 weeks after my Reddit post, I asked if she wanted to move here and help me take care of the kids, under specific circumstances. And she agreed and has been doing so much better and our relationship is slowly growing to become a healthy, kind one. Thankfully, our kids are young. The boys are 2 and 1, so they'll only really know mum and dad weren't together. He's a wonderful dad. I tried my hardest to be the bigger person and even had Sarah and her kids over so we can have all his kids together. He's a great dad to her kids and he is to mine. I had a few people reach out to me who have half siblings from affairs and they gave me great insight. I will do my best to help my kids around Sarah's kids. I'm still in therapy and do not ever plan on giving that up. To answer the number one question I got, why did I let my husband go to his high school reunion when I had just given birth? Have you all seen those videos on YouTube of like the guy who never left his hometown? That is my ex in a nutshell. I would rather have him go out for 4 hours to give me alone time with our newborn than hear of how he missed his high school reunion for what I thought was going to be the rest of my life. My older son was with grandma that night anyway, so it was just me and the babe. I wasn't going to complain someone wasn't in my way for 4 hours. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? I'm so absolutely blown away how someone has the time to deal with all this. Holy moly. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story is from Lemons Are Upon Us, who says, "Am I the asshole for not letting my sister announce her pregnancy at my wedding, even though I got proposed to at hers? Me, 28, and my sister, 32, have never really gotten along that well. My parents were divorced, and so we never really spent much time together during our childhood. Once we got in our early 20s, though, that changed and we actually got pretty close. Both of us were in serious relationships, and we would always talk about our dream weddings. Fast forward a few years, and my sister was finally getting married to our high school sweetheart. I've never seen her so happy, and I knew this was going to be one of her most cherished moments in life. That was until my dumbass of an ex-boyfriend proposed to me at my sister's wedding. Needless to say, I had absolutely no idea. I rejected his proposal and ended up leaving him after a few weeks of him showing no signs of him being sorry at all. My sister was rightfully upset with the both of us because, in her eyes, we had just took away a spotlight on a day she's been dreaming of for years. I felt so bad that I ended up giving her around half of what she paid for the wedding. A little much, I know, but when you have your whole family against you, you'll do anything for things to go back to normal. It took a couple of months, but our bond came back and I ended up meeting my now fiancé. Our wedding is in a couple of weeks and my sister has been making jokes about announcing her pregnancy at my wedding. At first the jokes were funny and I thought they had no real threat to them, but after today, it was pretty clear she was not actually joking. My mum called me telling me that my sister said she was going to announce that she was pregnant during the speeches part of our wedding to get back at me for what I did during hers. I text my sister saying that it was completely unfair to not just me, but especially to my fiancé, and neither of us were to blame for what X did. She won't hear me out, and I told her if she won't drop it, then she won't be allowed at my wedding. I guess she's been crying to all brothers saying I'm a bitch and a shitty sister for not only ruining her wedding, but for not letting her get a tiny bit of revenge. I get it. It must be hard to have that happen at your wedding, but how should it be my fault? I didn't tell him to do it, and my now fiancé definitely didn't either. My dad and brother said I was being petty and that it was only fair I let her do that considering what happened at hers. My fiancé is on my side though and thinks it is best I don't let her come, or at least not come to the reception. I know it might seem a bit unfair for me to not let her get back at me, but I didn't pay the 15k pity money just for her to ruin my wedding years later. We are both adults and at this point, I think I could be being overdramatic. A pregnancy announcement and a proposal are two very different things, but I won't lie and say it wouldn't hurt my feelings if she did do that to me. Now, I don't understand why any of her anger is directed at you. Like you said, you have no control of what your ex was going to do in that situation. In fact, I would have empathy for you that you was put on the spot like that, even if it was at my wedding or whatever. I would have empathy for you that you was put on that spot like that. You had to reject him in front of everyone. So for her to say, you know, she wants to get a little bit of revenge against you and is holding this against you like that is absolutely horrible to me. You even paid her 15k, which you didn't have to do. And if she wants to announce her pregnancy at your wedding, why don't you say that's going to cost you 15k, like you gave to her? And your family backing up this absolute madness as well need a slap upside the head. Instead of wanting to be at your wedding to support you, she wants to be there to get a tiny bit of revenge. Says it all to me. Absolutely not the arsehole. Science Not Kid says, not the arsehole. Tell her if she gives back the 15k, she can. To which Iopel replies to that saying, yep, this. Let the family know that's the stipulation since they're all sticking their noses in. What your ex did wasn't your fault and you've made amends the best you can anyway. $15,000 is a ridiculous amount of money to pay to soothe her hurt feelings. Can you please hurt my feelings so I can get a payout too? If sis really insists to the point where you feel like you really have to give in or split the family, have someone announce her pregnancy once everyone is seated in the church, but before the wedding starts, and you and your bridesmaids walk down the aisle. That way she gets a little revenge announcement, and then the wedding will start and all the attention will return to you and your fiancé, as it should be. If she won't agree to this, do it anyway. After all, you had no control over what happened at her wedding. Why should she get to control what happens at yours? Fuzzy Hat says, not the arsehole. You paid for half of a wedding because of what your ex did. It wasn't your fault, and she is being ridiculous. Is she prepared to give you back the money you gave her? What your ex did was horrible, but it's been years and she needs to get over it. You paid for half of her wedding because of your ex's behavior, and she still hasn't moved on. You need to ask her for that money back. And one more from Rainbow Scissors, who says, not the arsehole, what the fuck? You paid for half the wedding. You paid your penance, did your time, you owe her nothing further. If she would only accept ruining your wedding as penance, then she shouldn't have accepted the money. She can't now go back on said agreement. If she would like to return the 15k prior to the wedding date, then we're having a conversation. You also have the gift of knowing it's coming beforehand. You can be the one to announce that your sister has a big announcement that you're excited for everyone to hear. Imagine how amazing and selfless you'd look to all the guests. I don't think someone announcing they are pregnant at the wedding ruins a wedding. I think all of these things are in poor taste, but people are so overdramatic about it. The only other issue I see here is your fiance. It's his wedding too. She wants to ruin this man's wedding when he had nothing to do with it. I guess she also wants to be viewed by his family and likely other guests as an arsehole. Guess she's fine with that. This is all super petty bullshit and is going to cause problems going forward in the family. Is it really worth it to her just to be petty? If so, she doesn't sound like someone I'd even want at my wedding in the first place. Now, what do you guys make of this one? How would you deal with this situation? The word revenge in this one really stuck out to me, that she wants revenge for something that happened all those years ago that wasn't even OP's fault. I find that incredible. But what do you guys make of this? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved on the daily. It's absolutely incredible. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.